Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Sandy Becker. As you know, many times when you put a big meal in front of a man, something happens.
Acid upset stomach. You're talking about my husband.
Well, then you're well qualified to answer this question. What do you put in front of that man to ease the stuffy, too full feeling of acid indigestion?
Alka-Seltzer, of course. Honestly, Mr. Becker, a couple of Alka-Seltzer tablets dissolved in a glass of water seem to fix up Bill in jig time.
Well, maybe you didn't know, but here's the reason Alka-Seltzer helps Bill's indigestion so quickly. Alka-Seltzer has instant alkalizing action. It reduces excess gastric acidity in a hurry. It soothes and settles his stomach to help him feel comfortable again, as you say, in jig time.
Oh, say, that reminds me. I've got to get some more Alka-Seltzer. Bill and I are taking a trip with friends this weekend, and you never can tell about acid indigestion.
That's right. And speedy Alka-Seltzer is a good friend to have around should upset stomach, heartburn, acid indigestion come along. Remember that, friends. Remember, Alka-Seltzer means fast, gentle, effective relief from acid indigestion. And now, Hilltop House.
You know, Jeff's not the absent-minded professor type. It's not like him to go off and leave his medical bag. Oh, but Julie, a busy doctor could have worries that don't have a thing to do with the state of my health.
Yes, but I just can't understand Jeff doing a thing like that.
Say, do you think I'll require a special license to carry this back to the doctor? You know, if anybody stops to ask questions, I could flash my wedding license. How about it?
Won't Jeff be embarrassed when he stops at his next patient to find himself going in without his assortment of pills and powders and stethoscopes?
Yeah, how can you be a doctor when you got no medical bag? Darling, I know what you started thinking the minute Jeff walked in here. So when I was talking to him alone, I told him we were going to forget all about that report from Dr. Bernays. We'll take it up after we get back from our honeymoon.
Oh, you said that to Jeff?
I sure did.
Well, what did he say?
But it was my right to decide anything I wanted.
Well, did he say what he's heard so far?
Well, Jeff says he's been in constant contact with Dr. Bernays right along.
Oh. And he said it would be perfectly all right for us to leave, to have our honeymoon.
All the doctors in the medical association couldn't keep us from having our honeymoon. Jeff said whatever I wanted was okay with him. Well, honey, don't you believe me?
Yes, darling, of course I believe you, but... Well, it's almost too good to be true. That's why I thought, well, I'll try not to worry, darling. And if Jeff says he's in constant touch with Dr. Bernays, that explains the letter.
What letter?
Well, didn't Jeff tell you that he'd gotten a letter from Dr. Bernays?
He didn't mention any letter. Well, I suppose he gets letters, telegrams, telephone calls if they're keeping in constant touch.
Oh, of course, that's it, darling.
Well, now, what do we do? Toss a coin to decide who has the honor of returning the doctor's bag to the doctor?
I can, dear. I'm riding back to Hilltop when I leave you.
Oh, it'll take you out of your way. I'll do it.
Well, I suppose Jeff comes back here for it.
Yeah, that's a thought. Say, why don't I get Nina on the phone before we start going?
Uh-huh. Dr. Browning's residence.
Hi, is Jeff there?
Sorry, the doctor's out. You might try the hospital.
Hey, Nina, this is me, Reed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Reed. I guess I wasn't concentrating. How are you feeling?
Okay. Jeff is just here, and he walked off without his bag.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he? You were feeling all right?
Sure thing. Just calling to ask if you want me to bring this over right away. Is Jeff coming back to the house?
Well, I think so, but you don't have to rush over. Carries an extra bag, completely equipped, in case he should forget. But he never did before. It's the first time.
Well, every day brings its own surprises. Tell me, how's every little thing with you?
Okay, how's everything with you? You said you're feeling all right.
Oh, sure, Julie's here. We've been talking about the wedding. Most interesting item on the agenda these days. The only one who's paying no attention is the baby.
Oh,
He's doing better than I am. He gained 14 ounces this week.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'd get results, too, if I drank all the milk he does. Mm. Well, I'll be seeing you, Nina.
Yes, we will be, Reed. Goodbye.
Come on. Julie.
Oh, I'm out here on the porch, Reed.
Oh.
Moving the baby's carriage in the shade.
Oh, how's that shrimp doing?
Fine, he's fast asleep. Oh, what did Nina say?
Not to worry. Jeff carries a spare medical bag along with him.
Oh, good.
Hey, don't you think that kid's homely this week?
Well, he is not.
I don't know. He looked better to me last week.
Well, then there's something the matter with the way you're looking at him, because he's a cutie. I bet you're glad now that you did adopt him, hmm?
Sure, I feel kind of good knowing Tommy's kid got a home.
He's a very lucky little boy.
Well, we're both lucky in getting you to come into the family, darling. Oh, is he waking up?
What do you think?
What does that cry mean?
He's lying on his hand. See? There you are, honey. Oh, that's better, isn't it? Hmm? Hi. Did you have a good nap?
Oh, sure. He's saying, it was a good nap, but I'm tired of all this sleeping. Can't you come up with some entertainment for a change?
Ooh, you're going to have a big stretch now, hmm? Come on. That's right. Let's see how far you can reach, huh? You reach up to me? Yeah, that's right. Reed's jealous because I'm paying attention to you.
Now, remember what I'm telling you, Pipsqueak. When I bring this lady home to be your mother, and when she talks in one ear, you keep the other one open for me. No favorites now.
I really think he's watching you.
Sure, he turns his head this way, and he's listening to me hard. He's very advanced for his age.
Where's that rattle I brought up? Oh, here it is. Oh, Reed loves us. He's smiling. He's old enough to smile.
Sure. Okay. Now, it's been nice visiting with you, Thomas Reed Nixon, Jr. Go back to sleep.
Goodbye, Fuzzy. Be seeing you.
Me too.
Oh, Reed, will you come over to Hilltop after you return Jeff's bag?
Sure. And I'll take you to dinner at the country club, if you'd like.
Oh, I'd like. Very much. I'll go along now.
Dr. Browning's residence. Yes, hold on. The doctor's here.
Thanks, dear. Yes? Yes. Well, you're taking his temperature? No, well, you keep him in bed, Mrs. White. I can get over in about an hour. Goodbye.
Oh, Jeff, why don't you send Dr. Parker? You look just awful. You look ready to drop.
I might as well keep going. I can't relax enough to rest or sleep.
Reed called. You left your bag.
Oh, that's where it is.
What happened?
I didn't tell him.
Why not?
I couldn't. Why do I have to say anything? Why do we have to go into it before they get married?
What do you mean?
I mean that Reed gave me the answer he wants.
Oh, then you did talk to him.
No, I did not. But while I was there, he said, let's not worry about any medical reports. There'll be plenty of time for that after I get married. That's the way it's going to be. I'm going to take my cue from him. After all, it's his life. Why should he have this blight on his honeymoon? The truth is there. It'll always be there.
Well, all right, if that's what you feel is best.
Why, have you got doubts?
Well, I haven't. But I thought Julie should be the one to know. But if you don't tell either one, then I think this way is even better. Because the other way would be terrible for Julie. She couldn't just forget the truth. Oh, I don't know. It's such an awful responsibility, knowing.
I'm sorry you know. When the letter from Bernays came, I should have buried it. I shouldn't have burdened you with it.
No, how could you have kept this to yourself? Reed's more than a patient and a friend. He's in the family now. You wouldn't have been able to stand the strain of keeping the truth to yourself. It would have just about killed you. Coming as such a terrible shock, you were so unprepared.
Oh, no way, I wasn't. That suspicion was lurking at the back of my mind. It started when I went down to South America for that emergency operation. We found evidences then that could mean trouble ahead. You can never be sure once there are changes in the cell structure. Sometimes he'll go back to normal. Sometimes they won't. You can't be sure. So I had to double-check. I sent Reed to the specialist.
Jeff, you've done everything. You haven't missed up on a thing. You didn't let this happen. Everything medical science would do, you've done. And, you know, I've been thinking. If I had a year to live, I'd rather know my life was coming to an end. Then you can live every single minute you've got. You... Jeff, it's so hard to believe when you look at Reed. He looks so much better.
Sure. He's a happy guy. Gonna marry the girl he loves. And that's why I say everything should go as planned. Tell him he's going to die. Oh, that can wait till they get back. I'm glad I've decided this way. I'm not going to give him a wedding present of the truth.
Jeff, who's that? Reed! I got over earlier than I thought. Here's your medical bag.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Hilltop House. This is the weekend, friends, and whether you're going away or staying at home, don't take chances of a headache interrupting your weekend fun. Take stock of your Alka-Seltzer supply, for headache discomfort can be brief when you take Speedy Alka-Seltzer. An Alka-Seltzer is a time-tested pain reliever, sodium acetyl salicylate, and tests prove the system absorbs more of this pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. Relief is fast. Relief is gentle. So, check your supply of helpful Alka-Seltzer. If your tablets are down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. Have a good weekend. And at home or away, remember, Alka-Seltzer for fast headache relief. And now, we'll return to our story. There was a moment of awful stillness. Finally, Jeff spoke.
Well, thanks for going to the trouble. I've got a little time to talk. Mind if I stick around?
Be sure to tune in on Monday to another exciting episode of Hilltop House. Hilltop House is written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone and is directed by Jack Rubin. Julie is played by Jan Miner, and Phil Sterling is Reed. How's the vitamin situation at your house? Are you getting enough vitamins each day, or can you really tell whether your intake of vitamins is enough to prevent vitamin shortage? Vitamin shortage, you know, causes a no-pep, listless, tire-easy feeling. You can correct and prevent vitamin shortage with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. Take them regularly each day, and that way you can be sure you're getting enough vitamins every day, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all you normally need of all the vitamins proved necessary in human nutrition. And they're in tablets that are smooth-coated, easy to swallow, that leave no unpleasant aftertaste. At all drugstores, look for one-a-day vitamins in the blue box with a big red one. And make it every day for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, now with vitamin B12 added. Listen to Hilltop House on Monday and every day, Monday through Friday. Sandy Becker speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.